Kaka-Beka Falls, while Tuesday's prolonged spring storm was snarling road traffic, shutting down university classes, canceling municipal meetings and generally making life miserable in Thunder Bay, Peter Albers had a different perspective at his dairy operation outside the city. In more than 40 years of farming near Kaka-Beka Falls, Albers has never watched the snow melt away during spring as fast as it did this year. "Every year is different, but this is the earliest I've seen it go," Albers said. The wet snow that blanketed farm fields a short drive from Thunder Bay on Monday and Tuesday was a sight for sore eyes for farmers who faced the prospect of dried-out soil come planting time. "The soil is already soft, so all this moisture will be able to sink in," said Jenny Gronheid from her mixed farm operation in South Gillies. Albers noted this winter's precipitation shortage put pressure on area wells, including those in farm country. "The snow will help," he said. "There are lots of people who are low on water." Like Ottawa, Thunder Bay is surrounded by farmland. About 250 farm operations and 25,000 hectares of land are used for crops, livestock pastures, or woodlots. According to Environment Canada, wet snow is to dominate the Thunder Bay area forecast until the end of Thursday, with daytime temperatures about 4 to 5 degrees cooler than the normal high for this time of year of 4°C. "I'm not sad to see the snow," said Gronheid, who is a regular at the Thunder Bay Country Market. "But every year is unique. I remember that April 2 years ago, when I drove in to Thunder Bay on Wednesdays. And every time I did, it snowed." Albers, who grows his own hay for his herd of Holsteins, said he hopes the snow stays around for a bit to keep fields damp, and then doesn't come back, before it's time to plant in mid-May. Tarlok Singh, who oversees Lakehead University's Agricultural Research Station just west of Thunder Bay, said a heavy March snowstorm is not unheard of and is in keeping with the law of averages. Albers agreed. "Every season is different." Gronheid said she has nothing to complain about in terms of last summer's crop yields. "Farmers can hope for favorable weather and may occasionally pray for rain," Gronheid said, but she noted it's largely out of their hands. "We're all part of a big plan, and nobody knows what will happen," she said. "My father used to say, every year is a new year." The Chronicle Journal, Local Journalism Initiative.